Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We are celebrating World Party Day.
Trying to keep
get together and have a party.
No, can't do that.
Are we having a little Zoom party?
No, I'm drinking. But
everybody get together and have a party all around the world.
How many people can you get on the Zoom? Because
lots.
I forget
which
dude was. He got all the CBS Sunday Morning correspondents.
Oh, he did that?
Zoom.
All right.
All 16 of them, or whatever their crew consists of.
Yeah, there's got to be at least 20-25 on the when my daughter's class gets together.
Yeah,
So the schools are all using that.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
if you don't want to celebrate World Party Day, you may as well go to National Tweed Day.
Our buddy Michael.
What the hell's that?
Celebration tweed? Of all things
celebration
tweed.
Celebration of tweed.
Well, it's either that or Boss Tweed, an old politician back in the day.
No, it's not him.
I like to think it's him.
it's the material tweed.
Neither are really worthy of celebration, in my estimation.
This is so that you might be more aware of it, and perhaps it can elevate your
tweedness.
Elevate your game. Maybe you could wear tweed to the.
Oh yeah. I got a tweed jacket for the dinner party.
Dinner party there.
Yeah, it's really not my look.
Try
some new looks, man.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm telling you, man.
There's no way she can resist that.
When this thing ends, people are going to break out and do stuff against type. Against their type.
Yeah, if you've wanted to try out a new look but not go out in public with it, this is your way. You dress up for the Friday night date night and just
with
come
tweed.
Downstairs.
See how the lovely missus reacts to it.
Tweed jacket.
If she'll
be the final dress
tweed jacket. You might not even be able to make it to dinner.
Corduroy pants, loafers, do the whole bit. Show up looking like a college professor.
She'll give you tenure.
Yeah. All right, I'm already more aware of tweed.
All right. Then we need to be.
Maybe cover up some of that tweed with a patch on your elbow or something.
Yeah. You got to have a patch.
And then go hang out at a public pool with a camera.
Yeah. Michael did that in Vegas. Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah. Okay, you go to Google, you put in tweed, you get people also ask, is tweed made with urine? And the answer is sheep's wool does not hold dye well, so it requires a chemical mordant to fix it. In the tweed manufacturing areas, this was usually stale human urine. So there, I've learned something about tweed.
Never
it's
knew.
It's full of stale
Never
human
knew.
Urine.
I had a tweed
That's
jacket.
A fun fact.
It's a fact.
I had a tweed jacket, but it was the early 80s.
I was hesitant to bill it as a fun one.
No, I think it's fun.
It's a tweed fact.
I think it's a fun fact. Again, all standards have been lowered at this point.
I think that's a fun fact. That tweed is piss.
Makes me never want to wear tweed.
Any fact that contains the state, the four words, unusually stale human urine, is a fun fact.
Yeah.
You mean unusually stale, not just regular stale?
Yeah, right. It specifically says unusually stale human urine.
Not just the regular staleness that we're all familiar with.
Right.
Yeah. This is fermented just a little bit longer than your stale urine.
Okay.
And not that smell you get when you go into the gym locker room.
No.
Worse than that.
That's urine.
It's been a little cooking a little
longer. Some of that's fresh urine, too.
Cooking a little longer and a little hotter.
Oh, the asparagus urine.
What happened?
Urine.
Somebody peed on a regular sweater and it just stuck
around yellow?
They had tweed?
It seems it
would turn yellow.
This wool adheres a little better.
Somebody peed on a sheep. That's what happens. I know that happens.
And then they dyed the sheep?
Yeah. I don't know, puss. Yeah.
Let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello
pee
to
on some
his
sheep.
Farm. Let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
No farm.
Pee on sheep.
Never had any sheep.
I can't do the Scottish accent, but you know there was some Scottish. Some Scott pointed out to me.
He can't either.
You know where you peed on that sheep there? The wool looks a little smoother.
There's a great.
Yeah, it had to be.
There's a great one of those E60s or on audio. I forget where it's at, but it's about these two Scottish football clubs that are 6 miles apart from each other, the Celtic and the Rangers. You got to watch it just for the. They hate each other for 100 years. And
I watched
just for the Scottish accent. Yeah. You have to do, you have to put some sort of
they put subtitles up.
They
otherwise,
do.
You can't understand those guys.
They put it up for some guys, and some guys they don't put it up for. So they put it up for everybody because I don't understand any of these
guys. The one I saw, it's the Audience Channel Religion of Sports, right?
It's a good. Have you seen that documentary?
Though? Yeah.
It's a good documentary. It's about the Rangers versus two football clubs outside of Glasgow. And it's fun to watch. It's an interesting story because they battle each other. I don't like soccer, but I like documentaries.
But the one guy I saw was totally
unintelligible.
What the hell is
that about? You know?
If there were no subtitles, I couldn't have understood.
No.
I would have caught a third of what he said, maybe a fourth.
It's really cool, though. It's actually a good documentary.
I actually caught a little bit of Rob Riggle's Global Investigator last night.
I talked to Rob a couple days ago.
And he was in Scotland looking for the Holy Grail. It was that episode. Uh-huh. And he was talking to, doing an interview with a Scottish guy, and they show a clip of him saying something, and Rob just looking at him going, what? Run that, and he looks at the camera and goes, run it back one more time, and let's get some, and they go back and play it again.
What? Yeah, that's pretty hardcore action.
It was actually a pretty good show. It's worth checking out if you come across it.
Well, the Irish one, too. Some of those guys get a little unintelligible, even though they're speaking some form of English.
The King's English. Well, actually, that's not the King's English. That's regular English.
Everybody's trying to clean this, that, and the other thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, and of course, all the stores are out of cleaning stuff.
Yep, because of hoarders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There'd be plenty to go around if everybody just took their share.
Right.
There'd be totally plenty
to go around. Yeah, right. And with everybody cleaning everything, there's an article out there about mistakes you make when cleaning with bleach. Things that you should not do when cleaning with bleach.
Like the Clorox bleach we have over there?
I will.
Right there in that yellow.
Well, no,
yellow
I think they mean straight bleach.
Actual
straight bleach.
Okay. Yeah, straight bleach.
Undiluted.
I cleaned with bleach. It was a little bit diluted, but.
Don't drink it, by the way.
Read some of these off, and I'll tell you if I made these mistakes.
All right. Some of the mistakes you make when cleaning with bleach include mixing bleach with other cleaners.
Yeah, that can be toxic.
Yeah, you can die.
Don't do that.
Don't mix it with vinegar. Don't mix it with ammonia. Don't mix it with Pine Sol.
Or vodka. Do not mix bleach with vodka.
That might be the safest of
I don't know anything about that.
That might be the safest of all those.
Just little spritz.
Yeah.
Well, if you do mix the bleach with the vodka, don't drink it.
Right.
Don't waste the vodka.
That's a good point, Todd.
Don't use too much in the laundry, apparently. It can hurt your clothes. Don't dump the bleach down the drain. That makes sense.
Well, the water is not affected. Is this about the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Well, just cleaning in general.
Yeah, I know. That's what you're bringing up.
A lot of people are cleaning surfaces with the bleach.
Right. They say don't pour any type of bleach down the toilet or the drains.
Can you bleach your junk after banging a hooker? Because apparently hookers are still busy in this town.
Because bleach kills the beneficial bacteria that helps break down the septic waste.
Can you bleach your junk after banging a hooker?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, the skin might all fall off, but you can do that.
Skin might fall off after banging a hooker, too.
It's going to be burning anyway. You might as well.
That's a good point.
You can permanently damage your septic system, Todd.
Yeah, we don't pour bleach down a drain.
And bleach can mix with other agents in your sink drains and contaminate the air in your home and cause the pipes to burst. Don't use bleach on metal surfaces.
That was my mistake. I cleaned off a couple of plates, switch plates.
Right.
Yeah. And they got all kind of gunky. I cleaned the handles off. We have stainless steel handles on the pantry door, and that all got kind of gunky. So
bleach should not be applied to copper or stainless steel.
The fridge is stainless steel.
Leaving behind stains and corrosion.
In the morning.
So I had to wipe it down again with something a little less harsh.
Never use bleach or ammonia to eliminate rust. This will set the stain and make it more difficult to remove. And people are also not diluting their bleach enough. Not more than 1 cup of bleach per gallon of water.
Yep, ruined a perfectly good sweatshirt the other day.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well,
that's for camping, then. You can use that for camping.
Yeah, it's a camping
sweatshirt. Camping sweatshirt.
That's too bad, though.
Or a work sweatshirt.
I liked it.
Yep.
All right. Here is Will. Morning, Will.
Hi, Will.
Guys.
Good, Will.
Hey, so I did a tour in the Marines as a chemical defense specialist and worked as a paramedic for a time and everything else, and I was telling Big T, the worst thing you can do with bleach is mix it with ammonia because you actually make a very simple form of chlorine gas, and you will hurt yourself or possibly kill yourself by mixing those two chemicals.
Yeah, they find people in, like, cleaning bathrooms that pass out and die sometimes, right?
I was in school to learn this kind of stuff and how to defend against chemical warfare, and one of our own students did it. Man. And they had to have the ambulance come out. They had to get us out of the squad bay and everything for a certain amount of time. So if anybody is listening to this, please, please, please do not mix bleach and ammonia.
Yeah, thank you.
Were
man.
You on the team that was putting together the COVID virus for warfare?
Did they cut?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
That did not happen.
No, that didn't happen.
He's not doing that. Thank you. Yeah, he's not. Our leader's not doing that.
Right. Thanks for the advice, Will.
He's pathetic.
Yeah, wasn't that story that I was out of Buffalo Wild Wings in, like, Boston here a few months ago?
The manager died.
I think one person was hospitalized and the manager died.
Yeah.
Because they were mixing cleaning supplies chlorine gas. Right. Oops.
So there's a meme floating out there, and I hate to burst bubbles here, but it's the Belgium health minister who is just a stout looking woman.
Okay.
And she apparently issued an order banning sexual activities of more than 3 people.
No orgies.
Yeah.
No orgies.
Denied.
And specifically mentioned orgies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is not true. This meme is not true.
Oh. I couldn't get one together anyway.
I mean, I still can't get one together.
I'm going to the damn orgy. I don't care.
Next one I'm invited to, I'm there.
The meme is amusing, but it's simply not true.
They do it because they just chose a stout woman to announce that. Is that why they made it funnier looking? She's a big girl.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Oh, here it is on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire fans unofficial page.
Of course it is.
Didn't take long.
Those freaks.
Yeah, Belgium health minister put a ban on all sexual activities with 3 people or more after a coronavirus party last week turned into a 500-participant orgy that ended up with 380 cases of contamination. That's, again, not true. Wife swap and threesomes, orgies of 6, 50, 100 or more are not permitted until the outbreak settles down, she announced to Parliament. That's also not true, but amusing.
Yeah, but it's going to be out there. I seen it.
And the reason it got put out there is because of how she looks.
I got it.
There is probably some truth to the fact that swinging is probably not a good idea right now.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You know?
No.
No.
I don't care.
You're right, Craig. That orgy got
that's
planned.
Too far.
We're going to that orgy.
Yeah.
100 people.
If that is your thing, it's probably cramping your style a little bit right now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazon has come up with a list of the most popular board games that people are buying right now.
If you're in the lifestyle, those people got to be bumming right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can't go down to their little clubs.
Yeah. They got to have sex with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Boring.
Wax off.
Yeah. There you go. So, I got out of a board game the other night, so.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Amazon has a list of the most popular board games that they are selling right now. We'll go through partial.
I like
the
watch
the
board
10.
Games. Like, I'll watch the TV in the living room, and the wife and the kids will play a board game. That's my favorite activity. I don't play, but they can play right there, and I'll just pay attention.
I always feel kind of bad.
Yeah.
Excellent spectator sport.
Well, I don't want
those board games.
It's because I don't have to play then.
Well, yeah. You play a game of cards, whether it's...
That's different. Cards I would play, but we don't play cards around the house much, so really no. But
whether it's spades or hearts.
Cards is
different.
I get that. I don't consider cards a board game, though.
Okay.
Board game is the key word there is board.
We'll play some gin rummy every now and again.
That's cards. Yeah. I don't consider that a board game.
I've considered trying to teach my daughter poker.
Yeah.
But I don't know if she's ready to go for that.
Well, I'll just teach her blackjack.
Right. Start him early on that.
Yeah, she can count to 21.
Bet.
Have her bet on some horses.
Right.
How old is she?
She's 10.
Okay. I was about probably 12 or 13. One of my buddy's parents went to Vegas and brought us back a little felt craps thing. So we learned how to play craps that way.
I've still never learned how to play craps. I haven't either.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that game.
Yeah. I think I might have to teach the twins blackjack.
There you go.
Of course, they might be too young. They're struggling with their math.
Okay.
Why don't I go hang out
that
with
that would help
Dad.
Them with the math.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Dad likes a good game of cribbage.
I like cribbage.
We play a lot of cribbage.
I don't know how to play that.
When
I'm hanging out with Dad, I learned cribbage in college.
I like cribbage.
Cribbage and backgammon.
Man, you know how to party.
This stuff sucks. We did. This sucks. I played backgammon a little bit in college, and then I got bored with that.
So the top 10 or so that Amazon says for board games that are getting sold right now. At number 10, it's Monopoly. Chutes and Ladders at number 9.
Oh, I haven't played that for years. That game sucks.
Maybe 5 years ago, and it did still suck.
The Educational Insights, the Sneaky Snacky Squirrel Toddler and Preschool Board Game.
If it ain't Hungry Hungry Hippos, I ain't playing
at number 8.
So there's a nursing home where they were doing live... They put laundry baskets on the end of broom handles, and they were pushing these ladies in wheelchairs to see who could get the most balls that they put in the middle of the floor. They were doing real life Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that video.
Before the COVID thing, right?
Yeah.
No. Okay, good.
But I think it was during this because they can't have visitors.
Oh.
Yeah. A game called Code Names.
That's fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's 7.
Not familiar.
Mm-hmm. I'm unfamiliar with that.
There's
what do you do?
There's just a bunch of little cards that get spread out on a table, and they all have a word on them. There's an adult version too, so you can be and then you try to get your teammate to guess what words. It's kind of confusing. Whatever. But you can use control. You try to get them to guess. You could be balls for 4. So they have to look at these words on there and try to pick which words you would associate with balls.
Got it.
And then it's right, you get a point or whatever.
Are you filling in the blanks then?
Yeah.
Kind of.
No, then. Each team has a certain amount of things that you have to explain it for a while, obviously, but it is fun.
A game called Zingo at number 6. That's a preschool game for pre-readers and whatnot. At number,
that'd be good for a lot of people on my Facebook feed.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. the antivirus crowd.
Yeah.
Not the anti. No, we're antivirus. Virus deniers. They're dumb. They're dumb.
The Game of Life at number 5.
Yeah, they were going to break out that the other day, but I haven't played it.
I just played a game of that a week ago.
Yeah.
That game sucks.
It does.
Yeah.
And the end is such a, it's a convoluted mess.
It is.
You have to add up all the tiles and
stuff.
That's
right.
I'd forgotten. No, it's the first person there gets the win.
Yeah,
that's what I would figure too. But...
Connect 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Battleship at 3.
Yeah, my wife and daughter played it the other day, which is a game I didn't have to play because only 2 can
only
play.
Two.
I loathe that game.
So do I. That's why I play it.
Yeah.
I used to enjoy that game.
Candyland at 2.
Oh, I could play Candyland.
And Guess Who at number 1, the classic game.
No.
The original guessing game.
Yeah, but the thing is, if people are going to start playing these games for a little bit, they're going to go, let's turn the TV on. Because you're still at home. Okay. We're bored enough. We'll play a bit. We'll play a game, and then we'll
any of those casino games from the crappy casino of Vegas Vacation.
Guess what number I got behind my back? Yeah.
Which hand?
What number am I thinking of? Yeah. Which hand? Yeah, those are good. Not necessarily board games.
No,
but games.
Pick a number.
It's not a board game, but I don't mind if a game of what's the little black and white cards. Against Humanity.
Yeah.
That is, you guys would actually enjoy that because the entire point of the game is to be as gross and awful as possible.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I've heard that game.
That has actually produced some.
But that's for adults, right?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
How about Twister?
It was not in the top 10.
All right.
That's no fun to play with the kids.
No.
It's kind of weird. Yeah. You got your crotch hanging in your kid's face.
I hope that's your elbow, Dad.
get your ass out of my face. Sorry, son.
We're out of toilet paper.
That's a good point. You don't want to play Twister, even with clothes on, with family members.
No.
Great grandpa out there and just bend them over, you know. That's stuck to the tape.
Sorry, I stopped listening for a second. What are we talking about?
Playing Twister with family members. Oh. Not even naked.
All I heard was you talking about bending over grandpa.
Even with clothes on, you got some elbow boob happening. You're getting some elbow boob off your cousin. Well, that's your cousin wouldn't be bad, actually. But your
sister. It would?
Cousin,
it's still your cousin.
Boob, yeah, but still not your sister.
This is the best Thanksgiving ever.
What's that soft thing my elbow is rubbing? Oh, it's my aunt's boob. Oh,
it's grandma's goiter.
Please, hopefully it's her goiter. Right. Oh, please be Aunt Grandma's goiter.
I'm guessing grandma's not goiter. Flexible enough to play Twister.
No, well, you place her in one spot.
Unless grandma's 45.
She's like, I'm just going left foot yellow the whole game.
More non-corona news. This is what you dive into when you get to the non-corona news.
Well, we did it right there, but people are playing board games because of the
virus. That's corona.
Yes. Yeah, you're
that's
right.
Corona news.
That's why we did that bit.
This is non-corona news.
All right.
Out of Colorado, a mother and daughter have been arrested for allegedly selling body parts out of a funeral home.
Yeah.
Whoa.
66-year-old Shirley, 43-year-old Megan.
They're fun.
Ran the funeral home in Montrose, now looking at several charges of mail fraud and illegal transportation.
Oh, they ran it?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're looking at mail fraud and illegal transportation of hazardous materials. They created a body broker service, according to authorities. They ignored the desires of family in at least 12 different instances to sell parts of their relatives or even whole bodies to third parties.
To who buys them?
Yeah, that's my question.
Well, medical stuff.
Oh, but I thought they... Don't they donate bodies for medical purposes? I mean,
No. There's a market for it. You can't.
The black market for it?
No.
Oh, they said they donated.
Yeah. You technically can't. No. You technically can't make a whole lot of money out of it, but there is still a little bit of a market for it.
That's true.
Because the medical schools need them.
Are they selling kidneys and livers?
Feet.
No. Body broker service. Selling parts. Or whole bodies.
They probably didn't think that.
To third parties.
Cadavers for medical students to practice on.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, they're not selling the whole body, though.
Whole bodies. Even whole bodies.
Fact.
Yes, even whole bodies.
Yeah, we embalmed her. Don't worry about it. They didn't.
Oh, that's not your grandma's.
That's gross.
Disgusting. Yeah, what do you call it? Hey, I need a left shin.
Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.